Welcome to Snack Queens, an auditory taste test where we sample snacks from grocery store classics
to global goodies
to culinary oddities. I'm Elizabeth.
And I'm Sarah.
Are you hungry?
Come snack with us. Happy 2022.
Yes, a grand new year to yourself.
Possibly the year we run out of snacks.
Yeah, this was tough. Sarah pulled one out of the hat, having said this to me a few months ago. But it is looking like slim pickings.
We may have snacked too hard. Although today at Walmart, I did find those curly lay things.
Did you pick them up?
Yeah. So I have those on standby for when you find them.
Okay. I'll keep an eye out. I'll do my usual rounds. Well, we don't have none of that today. We've got Skittles gummies and they're new.
That's not what the internet says.
I did find an article from today. Skittles debuts its first ever gummy candies, but can we still taste the rainbow?
And I think that's what we're going to ask tonight.
It's important. And it says that they would hit the shelves in spring of 2021. So within the last year. Cool. There's 2 bags, 10 flavors. Classic, original, and classic wildberry.
Growing up, wildberry Skittles were one of my favorite candies. Like, I love the wild flavor bag specifically. Take or leave regular Skittles, but wildberry Skittles, I'll choose them all day.
I don't know why. I have nothing to base this on, but that makes you sound classy to me.
I think it's because they have a more, like the jewel toned of the colors. Like it's a nicer palette.
Yeah, refined. I would agree with that. Well, should we say that for the finale?
Sure. I'm going to interrupt and let you know that, you know, of course Loki has joined the show. But he also has decided to play with this toy my mom gave him for Christmas that he has never liked before tonight. And that is, it's like a big fish that if he touches it, it acts like it's alive and like starts flopping around.
Oh.
And before tonight, he is afraid of it. But now that I'm on microphone and the fish is right under the microphone, it's his favorite. Here, go get it. He's afraid of it again.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Because I flew it. I threw it across the room. Okay, so we want to start with original?
Yes.
What is your favorite Skittle flavor in the original bag?
I think it's strawberry.
I think so too.
Did you scoff at my choice?
No, I sniffled.
Oh, okay. So they're not very uniform. And they're just kind of all like, maybe they were circles at one point and they have little goofy edges. And then the essence of an S kind of stamped on top.
Yeah, they are lumpy.
I think I'm going to start with lemon.
Okay.
That's a little pine solly for me.
Yeah, and it doesn't really taste like a lemon Skittle.
Yeah, not getting that. But definitely... Oh, it's like hitting the back of my tongue in a really rude way. Mm.
Yeah, it was lemony, but an artificial lemon.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's do orange next.
I like that. Citrus friends.
That tastes like my vitamin C gummies.
That was an improvement for me, but yeah, I would maybe like some extra vitamins with it.
So far, not getting specific Skittles flavor. I'm getting more just generic artificial fruit, which I know is what Skittles is, but I mean, we all know what Skittles taste like, right?
Yeah, and I feel like the bag smells like Skittles to me.
Oh, it definitely does.
So I thought maybe. Well, there's three left.
What's next?
Grape.
Okay.
I feel like that's getting closer.
Yeah, I think grape is a difficult flavor just to artificially produce.
Yeah.
And I think everyone's artificial grape has a different taste, and that definitely was close to the Skittles grape.
Yeah, I think we're on the up.
I'm gonna say green apple next because it should be lime.
I know, they messed up. Lime. Green apples. I'm eating a lot of apples, so I know what I'm talking about. Okay, I felt it had a little bit of the essence.
I think so too.
Okay, so then this one, by all logic, we start with two and then two pretty much. So this one's going to be exactly it.
Yes.
Here we go.
Oh my gosh.
I liked that.
That was a strawberry Skittle, but gummy.
They nailed it. The lighter colors are not working for them. Those darker colors. Wow.
So I do like that these are just traditional gummies, like a little fruit snack. It's what I want. It has a little bit of bounce and chew to it and doesn't get stuck in your teeth.
I like that too. I don't eat a ton of like fruit snacky things. I'm like weird about the carnauba wax. I see that it's the last ingredient. It's not giving me that same kind of, I don't mind it here. Not bad.
What would you rate the original bag?
Well, let me ask you first. Are we staying with our 10 scale?
Should we just continue to increase?
That's all out of 100. I liked 10. I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah, I like 10.
All right. If it was just a bag of those last three, I think that I could go pretty high. But I think I'm just going to go with a 6. Better than average. I maybe would avoid the lemon entirely. So that's tough.
I think I'm going to go with a 6 as well. The last three were fine, but I probably, if I was going to eat an original Skittle, I'd rather just eat Skittles.
Yeah, that's a good point. What I do think is remarkable is that on the back, it says product actual size, and I do believe that to be true. On the front, where it says enlarged, also true.
That one, the red one.
Yeah, it's a little big.
I think I dropped one, but I don't know where it went.
Loki, grab that.
Oh, it was two. It was a red and a green globbed together.
That sounds good. Delicious. Christmas.
Okay. I'm very excited for this bag. And a little bit nervous. Because, like, what if it disappoints like the yellow one did?
I don't think it will. We have got berry punch, strawberry, melon berry, wild cherry, and raspberry. Everything is the same. Carbs, calories, less than 1 gram of protein, and sugars. So those are, so not bad, not bad.
So yes, this was my favorite flavor of Skittles. I hated when people would choose the blue bag. I don't know, were those tropical? I hate tropical flavors. But berries, this just hits all the good ones. Like a wild cherry is, I think we discussed with the candy cane episode. I love a good wild cherry flavor. A blue raspberry, you can't go wrong. This is going to be, don't let me down, Skittles.
Let's start with the strawberry and compare it since we just had it.
Okay. Now, before we do, I, as a Skittle purple bag expert, my memory of the purple bag strawberry is that it's more like a Starburst strawberry, like a little bit mellower. So,
okay,
let's go.
I just grabbed another one from the original bag. They really are different.
Yeah, in the purple bag, they're pink. I don't know what the difference in the flavor.
Yeah. It,
like, why they would both be strawberry. But this did taste pretty spot on.
I like that. All right, already starting out great.
Way better. Let's go with green, the melon berry, which does, that's not a thing. And also was my least favorite flavor.
Okay.
Oh my gosh. It tastes just like it.
I have absolutely no frame of reference for melon berry, apparently, but I kind of liked it.
Yeah, that's the other thing. Kid Sarah was wrong. That was pretty good.
I would love to meet a passionate young Sarah telling me about Wildberry Skittles and why I should put the blue bag down.
I would tell you about Wildberry Skittles and in the same breath tried really hard to convince you that you need to eat Flamin' Hot Cheetos. Basically, my tastes really have not evolved at all in 20 years.
When you know what you like, you know what you like.
And I knew early. What color's next?
Purple. Berry punch. All right. That's been my least favorite so far.
Also mine also tastes just like the Skittles. We should have bought the actual Skittles to compare.
Yeah, that would have been smart.
But if my memory is correct, that purple was spot on, but the melon berry was better.
Yeah, am I imagining that berry punch was a tiny bit floral?
Yeah, I'm getting, or like a little bit medicine-y.
Yeah, perhaps. Just a little, like, very close to being fantastic. Just a little to the south.
Let's do blue.
Perfect.
Blue raspberry.
Well done, Skittles.
How is the original bag so inconsistent? And this one is so good.
the true, like, the only thing I can think of is that something about those citrus things just did not, it didn't translate to the gummy form.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I'm excited for cherry, should we?
Yes. It's perfect.
It's so good. Holy crap.
Okay, maybe my rating is going to be a little bit elevated because that one was one of the most delicious gummies I've ever eaten. But I'm giving these a 9. I would buy those again.
I'm writing that down. I'm going to pop down. This is weird. We're starting off real strange. I'm going to go to an 8. And I think that purple one just made me question it a little bit. But I also would buy them again. And I wouldn't avoid the purples like I would in the original bag.
Yes. Yes. Every kid knows purples are the worst. No, I don't think every kid knew that. I think a lot of people thought purples were the best. And I thought I was tricking them when they would give me their reds.
I hope that those people have found peace. Okay.
This was fun.
It was fun. And for real, we were just like, what do we do? What do we do? And I'm thrilled with that. To be the start of season 3, I think it's good.
Which is wild. Season 3.
Yeah. We are in it.
As long as the snacks can keep up. Or my creativity.
We'll try our best.
All right. You got any thumbs up or down?
Yeah. Okay. So I finished, my listening to all the Broadway shows. So now I have time again.
Yay!
And on, New Year's Day, I woke up and the power was out. And then I read 3 graphic novels that morning. And I'm crushing my book goal so far. I read the first 3 books in the Heartstopper series. A very cute little queer love story about these boys. Just so, so sweet and an incredibly quick read. And I would say, maybe don't buy it because I think that they're available online. But if you run into a library or something and you just need something adorable, Heartstopper. Very cute.
I got 2 books for Christmas, and I do need to actually read them. one is the coffee table book. I just kind of like flipped through it, but I haven't like looked in depth. And then I had asked for Will Smith's autobiography.
I think that I saw people enjoyed that.
I think a lot of people did, and it's just become a tradition that my mom gives me a celebrity book, and so that was out, and Stanley Tucci's book hadn't come out yet when I asked for Will Smith's, which then my dad got her Stanley Tucci's, so I'm sure I'll get to read it eventually.
Excellent.
Yes.
What about you?
Oh, I've been pretty busy. And then when I did have some downtime, I watched the Harry Potter reunion.
Okay.
Really loved it. And then just have been rewatching all the Harry Potter films instead of consuming anything new per se. But Righteous Gemstones started back this week, and the first 2 episodes were incredibly offensive and hilarious. So,
oh dear,
very happy to have them back.
I started to watch the first one last night. And then I was like, oh, wait. Well, this is embarrassing. A new episode of Nancy Drew is out. So then I was like, okay, hold on, because I want to watch these back to back. I'll watch Nancy Drew. But then, this is even more embarrassing, it was too late in the night to watch Nancy Drew because it's spooky. So I watched Try Guys video that I needed to watch, and then I went to bed.
Well, Joe Jonas, I don't know if you saw, he posted that he had a cameo in episode 2, and I was very excited to see the character he was playing, and that character is Joe Jonas.
Oh!
And I was a little thrilled by that.
Yeah, I didn't see that. I did see that he was with the train guy from TikTok.
He's had a lot going on lately. Oh, I also would like to give a thumbs up to all of TikTok for just only giving me Encanto content nonstop. Mainly, we don't talk about Bruno all the time.
Did you see that that is the first Disney song since Let It Go to enter the top 100? It was like number 4, I think.
No, but that's awesome.
I think that's great.
Hannah and I were singing it. The kids were swimming at the pool in the hotel, and Hannah and I were singing it, and Levi was very excited about Seth singing Encanto song. And she sent me a video, I think yesterday morning, of him with his little karaoke microphone singing. I think it was We Don't Talk About Bruno. It was something from Encanto. And Lily's just behind him, hyping him up.
Aw, a very cute duo.
Oh no, it was service pressure. Can't you tell?
Yeah, it sounds really good. I like that.
I like that the kid has good taste in music.
That's a good start.
Anything else? This is really quick. We flew through those Skittles.
We have a mission to get done. Yeah, I guess I'll just be honest, and I'll say that my other thumbs up was way late and a week early for something. I finally watched Too Hot to Handle, and I really liked it. And the third season, I think, comes out on your birthday. So I'm just looking forward to it.
I've never felt tempted to watch it, but maybe I can attempt joining in.
I wish that I could explain what happened when I decided to watch it, but it really had a lot to do with Chloe. I was like,
I was gonna ask.
Chloe's on this season. And I didn't know the premise. I didn't know what it was. So that was like kind of, I was finding out with them in real time.
Speaking of Chloe, it's been like 5 minutes. Where's the next season?
I agree. I agree. They gave them to us way too close together. And now it's like a little drought. That's how I felt, because Euphoria just started up again. And I was like, I was in my old office when I was watching the first season of this. And then I was at home for almost 2 years. And now I'm at a new place. That's a long time.
That is a long time. Well, I guess that's it.
Yeah, 51 minutes? That's not bad.
Very, yeah. We were concise. Okay. I missed talking to you.
I know, it had been way too long, and you were doing so many things, and I wanted to know about them.
I know, I've been so busy, and guys, like, we text or Snapchat or communicate in some way, typically every day.
Yeah.
And I feel like between work and the wedding, and then coming home and the cold from hell, I just have fallen off the face of the earth, so... It was nice to be reunited.
Yeah, I like talking to you, you little nerd.
And I guess, on that note, snack you later.
Snack you later, Sarah.
Bye.
Bye. I'll send the recording hopefully tonight.
Okay, cool.
Bye. Next.